Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Intergenerational Trauma Workbook Strategies to Support Your Journey of Discovery, Growth, and Healing by Lynn Friedman Gell and Joanne Barron is a guided self-help workbook focused on how trauma can echo through families and shape emotions, beliefs, and relationships over time, written by clinicians trained in trauma and addiction treatment. It blends accessible psychoeducation with practical exercises designed for individual reflection and real-life change. The book introduces readers to the concept of trauma passed down through generations and emphasizes that these patterns are often invisible until they show up as chronic stress, intense emotional reactions, relationship struggles, or persistent self-limiting narratives, grounded in a neurobiologically informed perspective. The workbook draws on ideas from interpersonal neurobiology and the neuroaffective relational model to explain how the brain and nervous system adapt to threat and how healing can occur through awareness, regulation, and connection. Its purpose is not only to help readers understand the legacy they may have inherited, but also to offer tools to interrupt harmful cycles and move toward growth and repair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding what intergenerational trauma is and how it is carried forward. A central contribution of the workbook is its clear orientation to intergenerational trauma as more than a historical concept. It frames the issue as a living pattern that can be transmitted through caregiving, family culture, and unspoken rules about emotions and safety. Rather than treating trauma only as a single event, the workbook helps readers consider how repeated stress, loss, addiction, oppression, or family disruption can create coping strategies that later become rigid habits. Those habits may be passed down through parenting styles, communication patterns, and beliefs about trust, conflict, and self-worth. The authors approach this in a compassionate, non-blaming way, emphasizing that many caregivers transmit what they learn to do to survive by clarifying basic terminology and offering structured reflection. The book supports readers in noticing how their own behaviors and reactions might be tied to earlier family experiences. This foundation matters because it shifts the goal from fixing a personal flaw to understanding an adaptive response. Once the legacy is named, it becomes possible to evaluate which inherited strategies still protect you and which ones now limit intimacy, resilience, and well-being. Secondly, a neurobiologically informed view of trauma responses in the brain and body. The workbook emphasizes that trauma is not only a set of memories, but also a set of nervous system patterns. Using a neuroscience-informed lens aligned with interpersonal neurobiology and the neuroaffective relational model, it explains how the brain and body can become organized around threat, even when danger is no longer present. Readers are encouraged to recognize familiar trauma responses such as hypervigilance, emotional numbing, shutdown, or reactivity as body-based states rather than moral failings. This perspective can reduce shame and increase curiosity, which is crucial for sustainable change. The practical value is that it points readers toward regulation skills, not just insight. When the nervous system is activated, reasoning and communication can become difficult, so learning to identify early cues in the body can be a turning point. The workbook supports awareness of triggers and patterns that may have been learned in childhood or absorbed from family environments shaped by unresolved pain. By linking symptoms to survival circuitry, the book offers an explanation for why people can feel stuck repeating the same relational loops. It also highlights that healing often requires both internal tools and supportive relationships, because regulation and safety are built through experience, not willpower alone. Thirdly, identifying inherited beliefs and family patterns that shape relationships. Another key topic is the way intergenerational trauma can live inside core beliefs and relationship expectations. The workbook guides readers to explore the stories they tell themselves about closeness, conflict, needs, and vulnerability. These beliefs can be explicit, such as rules about loyalty or strength, or implicit, such as assuming that asking for help is unsafe. The authors use an educational and reflective approach to help readers connect present-day struggles with earlier family dynamics, including how emotions were handled, which topics were taboo, and how attachment and trust were negotiated. This focus is practical because many people try to change behavior without understanding the internal logic behind it. If a family system taught that feelings lead to punishment or abandonment, then distance and self-reliance can feel like safety, even when they cause loneliness. The workbook encourages readers to map patterns across generations in a way that supports accountability without blame. It also highlights that these patterns can be interrupted when they are brought into awareness and replaced with healthier relational choices. By encouraging honest observation of recurring conflicts, boundaries, and communication styles, the book helps readers move from confusion to clarity. That clarity can support better decision-making, improved relationships, and a more stable sense of identity. Fourthly, using practical exercises to manage difficult emotions and reduce reactivity. Because the book is a workbook, its value is strongly tied to its exercises and prompts. It offers straightforward practices aimed at helping readers manage difficult thoughts and emotions in the moment, rather than only analyzing where those emotions came from. This emphasis fits a trauma-informed understanding that insight alone may not change nervous system habits. The exercises are presented as approachable tools for building stability, self-awareness, and emotional regulation, with the broader goal of breaking cycles that repeat in families. Readers are guided to notice what happens internally during stress and to build strategies that support grounding and choice. The practical framing matters instead of expecting perfect calm. The workbook focuses on widening the window in which a person can stay present and respond intentionally. Over time, this can reduce escalation in relationships and lessen the sense of being hijacked by old patterns. The book also acknowledges that people may encounter resistance, numbness, or overwhelm when engaging trauma-related material. By making the work incremental and structured, it aims to support safety and pacing. These exercises can be used independently or alongside therapy, and they are positioned as skills that strengthen both psychological coping and embodied well-being. Lastly, healing through connection and shared human stories. The workbook includes supportive anecdotes and real-life-oriented stories to help readers feel less alone and to normalize the complexity of healing. This matters because intergenerational trauma is often accompanied by isolation, secrecy, or the belief that one's family experience is uniquely damaged. By presenting examples of people facing similar patterns, the book encourages hope without offering simplistic fixes. The stories are not a substitute for the reader's own work, but they provide emotional resonance and a sense of companionship, which can be especially important when exploring painful family material. The authors also highlight the relational dimension of trauma and recovery. Intergenerational trauma often affects how people bond, trust, and repair. So healing is not only about individual coping, but also about building healthier connections. The workbook positions growth as a process that can include self-compassion, increased understanding of family context, and the development of new relational skills. It reinforces that breaking cycles does not require vilifying previous generations. Instead, it encourages acknowledging harm, recognizing survival strategies, and choosing different responses going forward. This blend of narrative support and concrete exercises helps readers stay engaged in work that can otherwise feel heavy. In doing so, the book aims to make healing feel both possible and grounded in everyday life. In conclusion, Intergenerational Trauma Workbook is best suited for readers who suspect that family history still influences their stress responses, relationships, or self-image, as well as therapists seeking an accessible tool to support clients. It is also useful for people who do not initially identify with intergenerational trauma, but want a structured way to explore how patterns may have been inherited through caregiving, family culture, and unspoken emotional rules. The main benefit is its blend of education and action. Instead of leaving readers with an abstract understanding of trauma, it offers guided reflection and practical strategies for managing emotions, reducing reactivity, and building more choice in relationships. Its neurobiologically informed stance can be especially validating for people who feel confused by their own reactions. Because it frames symptoms as nervous system adaptations rather than personal defects, compared with many trauma books that focus primarily on theory or memoir, this workbook stands out for its hands-on, step-by-step format and its emphasis on evidence-informed concepts drawn from interpersonal neurobiology and the neuroaffective relational model. The use of supportive stories adds warmth and normalizes the pace of change. As a result, the book functions as both a learning resource and a consistent companion for ongoing healing work, whether used alone or alongside professional therapy. If you would like to support Lynn Friedman Gel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.